G'day, this is Paddy Rob Palmer. This is our podcast. It is Monday, the 13th of December. Oh, poor Robbie. Come here, mate. Come and give me a hug. I didn't mean to set you up. Come on.
It was a long time ago and I'd forgotten about it, but you've brought it all up again. Now it feels as fresh as yesterday.
It was about the Turbo Mints. They were reformed to do a gig at Dawson RSL.
Yeah.
And
Can't help it if I just trust my mate. Just trust him.
Well done to the Mariners. They had a win. We spoke to Sean Mielekamp, the CEO of the Mariners. He was stoked.
Oh, he's pumped and a little bit hoarse.
Well, you've seen him at the beach, have you? As well as that, we had Dr. Andrew Roachman join us.
Certainly didn't have a long face.
And it was funny. We're speaking to the doctor and somehow Rob weaved into the conversation.
Oh, that was you.
He won Dancing with the Stars. Dr. Andrew Rochford joins us this morning. Dr. Andrew, good morning, mate.
Hello. Morning, guys. What a start to the week. Thank you for that. It's lovely. I'm going to assume you were talking about me. I don't know. I thought you were talking about someone else.
Andrew, Dr. Andrew, you're on Channel 10 now, aren't you? You're doing Channel 10?
Studio 10.
Yep. Doing a bit, bits and pieces there. Yep.
Medical expert, mate. You've been on Seven. Been on Seven, SBS, Channel 10. You've been around the block. This is you've covered all bases.
You know, I mean, I don't like to show favoritism.
That's right.
I'll also go where the paychecks are.
Yeah, of course. Would you ever go on Dancing with the Stars? Because Rob won it in 2010.
Oh, you didn't have to bring that up.
he wanted me to ask you, would you ever go on Dancing with the Stars?
You know, I do like to dance, but I'm no good at it.
Right.
No, so see, that's the key.
Maybe that is the key. And do you know what? You know, I don't know. I don't know whether I've got the stamina for it, Rob. So, you know, that's impressive that you won it. That's a big title. You should be telling everyone about that.
Oh, he does. Oh, Dr. Andrew.
It took a bit of going through, Doc, and I tell you what, I snapped one of the tendons in the bicep, so now I only have a unicep, but that was midway through. They had to strap me up to get through the thing.
What are you doing? We're Dancing with the Stars. Are you snapping a bicep?
Yeah, well, it was one of the after parties, actually. Jo Beth Taylor had just been evicted, and I wanted to show her this move that I'd been learning, but she weighed a little bit more than my dance partner, and up she went, and boom, the title just snapped it.
You know, these are the things after parties. I mean, that's where all the real stories happen, isn't
it? Yeah.
Tell you what.
Don't worry, Dr. Andrew.
I've been gagged.
He'll be asking you for a free consult very soon. That's the reason why he brought it up. But look, we've got to talk about, and there's a few things we want to talk about. Mate, are many people going for these fake certificates?
COVID-19 vaccine certificates.
Yeah, a lot of people doing this.
No, I think there's two groups of people. There's one group of people that obviously trying to avoid getting vaccinated and finding ways around the vaccine certificate. And I mean, there's a huge, you know, list of issues there outside of, you know, protecting themselves, protecting the community with vaccinations. And then, I mean, it's a criminal offence to get a fake vaccine certificate. And then on the other hand, there's the people that have done the right thing. They've got vaccinated and they're kind of searching around trying to figure out how do they get this certificate? Because we need it. We need it for travel. We need it, you know, to go to places we want to go. And the thing is that you don't need to get it from the internet or any dodgy sites or somebody that might send you an email or a text message. It's actually generated for free and you can get access to it through your My Health record. So I think it's probably a combination of a couple of people there, those getting scammed and not knowing what they're doing and those that are looking to deliberately kind of rot the system.
Dr. Andrew, on Friday, it's a really contentious issue here on the Central Coast. It came out that a couple of clubs here, the Arimba RSL and also Central Coast Leagues Club, from a certain date, December 15, I think it was, aren't allowing those who aren't double vaxxed. They aren't allowing them into club. Now, if you haven't got the vaccination, are you more likely to spread COVID or what is the go?
Yeah, so how it works is that you need a certain amount of viral load, so,
yep,
you know, multiplication of viral, to be a certain level of infectious. So if you have antibodies, and the whole idea of a vaccination is that it's just a trigger to make sure that your body builds up those antibodies so that when the real virus shows up, catches it early, recognizes it, says, this is the guy I need to go after here, creates more antibodies and keeps that viral load down so you don't get sick. You reduce your chance of ending up in hospital or dying, and you also reduce the chance that you're going to spread that virus. So for those that don't have that vaccination, don't have those antibodies, they are more likely to spread the virus. And, you know, in those circumstances where you're trying to run a business, you're trying to get you back on your feet after 2 years, you've obviously got a certain demographic of people that are, you know, getting out and going back to that place, probably more vulnerable in some of those scenarios. you know, need to look after them and need to make sure that we're trying to keep the amount of virus in the community as low as we can.
Mm. Do you feel like, because 95% of people have had a jab or had their double jab almost, and let's say, let's for argument's sake, say it's 95% nationally, that's only 5% of people that are either unable to have a vaccination or don't want one. Are they just making more noise than their volume really should allow for? Or look, is this something that we're making bigger than it actually is?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's all relative. Invariably, those that, you know, go along, and whether it's their measles, whether it's, you know, chickenpox, influenza, or COVID-19, the vast majority of Australians have figured out that vaccines are pretty good, and they've kind of eradicated a whole bunch of diseases, and they keep us safe, and they look after us and our family. And so they go along with it, and we don't make a big noise about it. We don't make a fuss. We don't need to, you know, have the spotlight shone on us. But there's a small group that do make a lot of noise. They try to, you know, debunk the rest of what's going on, and I think you're probably right. I think there are it's a disproportionate amount of kind of headlines that they get based on who they are. But it is influence, and that's the point with the world where there's information and people trying to be informed and make good decisions, and it does get very noisy out there. And for those people, I think it's important that we help them make good decisions, answer their questions, you know, give them the reasons why vaccinations are so important, and let them make an informed decision. But you're right, they are a small percentage of the population, but they can be a very dangerous and damaging percentage.
And Dr. Andrew, what about the booster shot? Is it the 6-month wait period before getting it done, or what are medical professionals recommending?
Yeah, so there's currently the guidelines that we're looking at is that there is a reduction in that immunity, especially for vulnerable groups as you start getting out beyond that 6-month period after your second dose. So, you know, at the moment, again, trying to keep this viral load down, the recommendation is that we get our booster shots. And I think that should be somebody that, you know, you should be putting it in your diary. It should be just part of your health regime in the same way that we should be getting influenza shots, we should be getting our COVID-19 booster shots. Because the thing is, if you look around the world at the moment, you're starting to see that we get complacent, we go back to sort of thinking we're on top of things. Very easy for this virus, again, to kind of raise up, you know, start putting pressure on our health system. And so, you know, we've done a great job till now, and we just need to keep doing it and just understand that we get the freedoms if we continue to, you know, stay vigilant when it comes to getting our booster shots and staying on top of the simple stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Hygiene, for wash sure. Your hands, do all the simple stuff.
Yeah, and when my wife gets home from the trip she's going to take to see her mother over in the UK, I can lock her in a room for 2 weeks and say I'm just doing my bit for society.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure I'm going to go on the record and endorse that.
Okay.
Within guidelines.
Come on, Doc. I need to say that I heard it from you.
Doc Andrew.
I'm not sure you'd require a lock.
Oh, that's how
civic
he rolls.
Civic duty. That's what it is, civic duty. All
that's right. How he rolls, Dr. Andrew. Hey, thank you very much. You've been a wealth of knowledge, Dr. Andrew Reichman. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Guys, have a good one.
Take care. Bye. What a win last night by the Mariners.
Nisbet in position at the front post. Miller gets past one. It's 2-0. It's Moraes. The Mariners in dreamland here. Their Latino combination up front has done all the damage. Marco Aurelio with the first. And now Moraes with his first goal in the A-League men's competition.
Yeah, and we've got a very happy CEO of the Mariners this morning, Sean Mielekamp.
Johnny.
Morning, gents. How are we doing?
Not too bad. How's your throat?
Yeah, you could probably hear it's a little bit husky. There was plenty of cheering last night. It was absolutely fantastic.
Too right. I caught a glimpse of it as I drove over Brian McGowan Bridge. I would like to have gone in, but I had no time. But it looked like an amazing atmosphere in the ground.
Yeah, it was sensational. The Casey's really put on a show for us last night. The Yellow Army was singing in full voice, and it was quite a spectacle and great way to kick off a bit of a December Fest season for us. So, it's all right, mate. Saturday night, we're back at it again, so you can come to that one.
Yeah, and then, of course, this Friday, though, big part of December Fest, the carols are on.
Yes, most definitely. I've got to get the vocal cords in check for that one. But, yeah, so Friday night, we've got the carols, which is going to be awesome at the stadium. And then, yeah, straight back into it, the Saturday night against the Wanderers. So plenty happening at the stadium, which is fantastic.
That's great. So the carols come first, so you know, haven't screamed yourself hoarse, and then you can continue singing as the Mariners run on the field.
Yeah, no worries. We're looking for a throat lozenge sponsor out there at the moment for everybody. So.
Now, did you say last night when you beat Sydney FC to Alex Wilkinson in your face, buddy, were you like that, as low as that?
Oh, no, not at all. I actually had a good chat with Wilco. you know, he's a club champion. And, you know, I actually hadn't seen him as despondent as he was last night. So they're going through a bit of a tough patch. So so it's tough on Wilco, but never mind. It's sticking it to the Sky Blues, that's for sure.
What is going wrong with Sydney FC? Or is it just still early in the piece to say?
Sydney Fat Chooks.
Yeah, it is early in the piece. So you know, they're a big club and I'm sure they'll find a way through it, but it's definitely unusual for them. They're so used to winning and so used to being on top that, yeah, sometimes it's hard when they come up the coast and go home with nothing.
Yeah, and as you went, nah, that was a bit wrong. That was wrong, but, you know, all in the spirit of the game, we believe, Sean.
Yeah, look, you know, there was no reason for us not to celebrate last night. It was absolutely quality effort by the boys.
Yeah, mate, to beat Sydney FC 2-0 is huge.
Yeah, you know, when you really start to think about the size of their roster and who they are as a club, and for them to be under pressure knowing that they needed to win, they come out, you know, sort of really, really here to take the points. But absolute credit to Nick Montgomery and Ollie Bozanic had an absolute blinder. He really led the team around. Another local boy doing us absolutely proud out there. And for Marcos Urania, got the early goal. It was his kid's birthday, so he was celebrating his kid's birthday with his boys. And it was a fantastic night. It really was. It was so exciting. And it's been 6 months since we played there, so it's so good to be back.
Yeah,
excellent.
Damn
and for the rest of the year, do things get? I mean, I know you won't let the attitude slip, but do things get easier or tougher for the team?
There's no easy games in this comp. There's no team that you really look at and go, that's one that you can guarantee points on. So we've got some really tough challenges. We're taking on the Wanderers on Saturday night. They're under pressure as well. So I know there's been a bit of pressure at that club. So we're really looking forward to stinging it to them just as much as anyone else. And it just keeps going. We're sitting fifth on the table and lots of work to do.
Yeah, good stuff.
Nice
and don't forget the Carols this Friday night at the stadium from 6 p.m. Adult tickets are just $5. Kids and Central Coast Mariners members get in for free. And then Saturday, back it up with the Western Sydney Wanderers match.
Yep, you guys are legends. Thanks for giving us a shout out. And there's plenty of SCA guys there at the ground. So looking forward to seeing you guys there on Saturday night.
Right now.
Look at the smirk on your face.
Come on, mate. Look, we are just reliving memories. Yeah. And
this was the first time I walked into one as devised by Paddy Gerard. And it wasn't the last time. And I would have thought I was fresh-faced and innocent. We'd only been working together a couple of months.
Yep.
I thought, this looks good. New band, Central Coast. Oh, an old band that was getting back together.
I did this dummy press release and I put on that the Turbo Mints, a former Central Coast band, was reforming and they were playing the Doyleson RSL. So I did a press release, put Sony on it, all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Gave us no notice. It was like 5 minutes. Oh, we're doing this interview. Sorry, mate. I've got the press release here. Take that. I've written a couple of questions for you because, you know, you don't know the band, but they've been around for a while on the coast. And I went, righto. So I tried to slot in.
Because the band was reforming, apparently.
Yeah.
And for their first gig after 10 years. And then I inquired and I got my mate Benny Johnson. G'day, Benny. Lives here on the Central Coast. And we said, could you play the lead singer of the band, Michael Ray? Mm. He said, yeah, I'll do that. And I said to him, every question that I ask, you've got to be enthusiastic and up there. Every question that Rob asks, can you...
It was like I'd killed his firstborn child.
Can you cry?
He was... just so upset. And the way you laughed through the start of this, I can't believe I did not pick up that you were stitching me up.
And
you're so fake.
And Benny also had a story to go with the story that was so sad with the questions Rob asked. And this is how the interview with the Turbo Mints went. After a 10-year hiatus, Turbo Mints have reformed and are hitting the Doylo for their first gig in a decade.
Mike Ree, Peter Hamilton, Steve Rawlson and Brad Walker make up one of the Central Coast's most loved bands. All their hits in one night, the way music on the Central Coast should be.
And it's a pleasure to be speaking to the lead singer of the Turbo Mints, Mike Ree. G'day, Mike. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Legends. How are we, guys?
Yeah, not too bad.
Going all right.
Hey, Mike, got to ask, how did the reformation occur?
Mate, pretty straightforward, really. I ran into to Hamo at a local event.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in ages since he moved up to Queensland after the band broke up the first time.
Yeah.
And we sort of fell out of contact, as you do when you catch up with old mates. You have a couple of beers. And
you didn't meet him in the supermarket.
And it was like we'd never been apart. We reached out to the other guys, had a few more beers, and before you know it, here we are today. you know, giving it another crack and getting ready to rock the Doilo. Rock the Doilo.
The name of the band Turbo Mints come from?
Okay. Sorry, guys, it caught me a bit off guard there. bit of a sad one, Rob.
Oh no.
Sorry, guys. So,
that's all right, mate.
Sorry, guys.
You're right,
so
buddy?
Originally, yeah. Sorry, okay. Guys. It's just I think with all you know, getting all back to Garrick's, it's got a bit emotional. But so originally the band was called the Rough Riders. One of our great mates was called Turbo. He was in the music industry and. Sorry, guys.
No, you're right.
Mate, don't apologise. Right. Yeah. You know, you're bringing back sad memories, mate.
Look, it's just, you know, after the accident with the croc attack up in the Northern Territory, we had to think of a way where we could dedicate something to him. So, obviously, you know, changed the name of the band to Turbo and... Bloody, we had to think of something good from Turbo. So, before he met girl, when he went to talk up with girls, he'd always pop a handful of mints. So
Turbo mints. So we had
to. I make Paddy do it every morning before we meet.
Oh, that's funny.
Sorry, guys.
No, that's okay, mate.
Oh, mate, not at all.
Hey, listen. In the last 10 years, have you ever sung with any local bands, Mike?
So, look, over the years, I've played with a few bands. You might have heard of them. Good local bands, like Squid Munchies, Money for Jam, Dynamites.
Doilo is a special spot. That's where you played your last gig before you guys split up for a while, and you're back again.
Rob, you've got me again here, mate.
That's the last, mate. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, emotional time.
Yeah.
Got me crying like a baby. Sorry, guys.
No, that's right, mate. That's right.
Like the last gig was, you know, it was a magic night. My mum and dad were there. And I guess that's why it upsets me so much. You know, yeah. I lost them, you know, only a couple of days later, the same weekend. Geez.
After the last gig.
Oh, mate.
Oh, friggin' hell.
Shot at redemption, I guess. For me.
Oh, mate, no. Hey, Mikey, what about will you be playing your big hit Snakes and Ladders? Is that going to be one of the numbers you're going to be pumping out?
Oh, look, Paddy, you've seen this. I think there'll be a riot. I think there'll be a riot if we don't. And to be fair, I think it's only appropriate, you know, that we do. You know, just like the chorus says, you know, in life you'll have your ups and downs, just like a game of snakes and ladders.
Yeah.
You know, that's definitely
on the playlist.
It's going to be a cracker. Can't wait.
And what about a favourite of the band? No longer My Love. Are that going to be played?
That really hits home as well because that's a song about my first girlfriend, and I've always got to run this one past my mates in the band because Julie ended up she had the affair with Tim in the band, and that nearly ended
the group.
That nearly ended everything before it even started. So. I'll try my best, but let's...
Geez, Mike, so, I feel like I've bent you over the barrels.
Look, mate, I'm so... Like I said, I'm so sorry for getting emotional, but it's just, you know, we've...
Mate, it's good to be able to grab... Yeah, it's good to be able to grab hold of your emotions and ride with them wherever they take you.
Yeah,
mate.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you're right, mate.
Don't you be sorry. No way.
Hey, Rob... I've got to apologise because there's no band and Mike Ray is my mate Benny Johnson.
Oh, you! That is it. I've been looking at Paddy thinking, what have I done? You blokes, what a stitch up. That was...
All right. I won't do it for the rest of this year.
You killed his parents off.
Benny Johnson, hats off, mate.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.